Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to tee it up and talk a little golf. It's what we do every Sunday, 52 weeks a year, right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello from the five-star Bradmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. The longtime home of Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. It's so nice to have you along for another ride. We've got an action-packed thrill-a-minute show for you today. You know, the LPGA has a tour similar to the PGA's Champions Tour, or the Tour Champions. It's called the Legends Tour. It's been around for a while, but now it's really starting to grow and getting more and more popular. Former LPGA star Gail Graham is the president of the LPGA Legends Tour, and she joins us today to talk about women's pro golf and the growing Legends Tour. And speaking of women's golf and the LPGA, you may have noticed that two of the biggest names on the ladies' tour have been missing in action as of late, Stacey Lewis and Lexi Thompson. Stacey is taking some time off because she's having a baby. Lexi took a month off in the middle of the season, but now she is back with mixed results. We'll hear from Lexi Thompson today on Tee to Green. But up first, Tee to Green, like a lot of you, will be taking a road trip next week. Labor Day weekend, we are heading to Grand Elk Golf Course in Granby, Colorado. That's about 90 miles northwest of Denver. The general manager of Grand Elk Golf Course is Larry Burks, and Larry Burks will be stopping by today to give us a sneak preview of Grand Elk and what's coming up next Sunday.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
We are America's longest-running network radio golf show. Be sure to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com, and like us on Facebook as well. I'm Jay Ritchie. Scott Cuddy is in master control, teeing it up with Larry Burks next here on Tee to Green.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone, and welcome in. From the beautiful Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Jay Ritchie, another Sunday edition of Tee to Green on the air, and great to have you with us today. What a beautiful day here in Colorado Springs and a beautiful day here at the fantastic Broadmoor Resort. Boy, it is the last show of the month of August. Where has summer 2018 gone? Next week, of course, Labor Day weekend, and like a lot of you, next weekend is going to be a road trip weekend for Tee to Green, as we're going to pack up the car, throw the golf clubs in the trunk, and we're hitting the road. We're heading to the Middle Park region of Grand County here in Colorado for next Sunday's show, coming your way from the Grand Elk Golf Course in Granby, Colorado. We got more on that coming up in just a little bit. But first, I want to remind you, later on in the hour today, we're focusing a little bit on ladies golf today. Later in the hour, from the LPGA's Legends Tour, the Legends Tour president, Gail Graham, will be joining us. She is out in Regina, Saskatchewan this weekend, where the LPGA CP Canadian Open is being played. And she's going to join us from Canada later in the hour to talk about the Legends Tour and maybe give us a word or two on how things are going at the Canadian Open. And in our next segment after this one, Lexi Thompson. We had Lexi on the show just about a year ago, and she talked about some of the challenges off the course that she's been dealing with over the past 18 months or so. And those kind of culminated this summer when she took a month off in the middle of the season, just walked away from the LPGA Tour to clear her head, take some time for herself, didn't pick up a golf club for a couple of weeks, and now she's back on the LPGA Tour, and we dug out some of those comments from Lexi from last year. We're going to play those back for you, as they are still a little bit relevant here on Tee to Green today. Our first guest is standing by. As I mentioned, we're headed to Grand Elk Golf Course next week for the show next Sunday. That's in Granby, Colorado. The general manager is Larry Burks, and he is with us today on the Tee to Green guest line. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. It's beautiful. How are things up here? And looking over the first fairway, and it's gorgeous right now.
Oh, how are things overall in Granby this weekend?
They are fabulous. We're having a great day. It's our club championship weekend, so we've got all the players out on the golf course, and it's just a great day up here.
Bottle up some of that good stuff because we're going to be there next weekend, and we know you're going to be in charge of the weather, and it's going to be good for us.
Oh, I'm always in charge of the weather unless it's bad, and that's when we put Mike Ritter in charge.
There you go. Very well said. Mike is the club pro there at Grand Elk. Grand Elk, it's a Craig Stadler design. I know it's been around for a few years. Tell us a little bit about it. Give us some background. Well,
it's a Heathland-style golf course that Craig and Tripp Davis designed in 2002, and that's when it opened. And since then, the Homeowners Association bought the course about 4 years ago, and they're taking the golf course to a new level, and they're putting a lot of money into it, and it shows. The golf course is coming around.
Now, you said, what do you mean by it's a Heathland course? Is it kind of a Lynx style?
It's Lynx style, but it's not on the coast, so it'd be more interior of ocean area. And mm-hmm. it's just a wonderful golf course, a lot of risk reward. I think our signature hole is number 17, long par five over a large pond, and you can bite off as much as you can chew on that one.
It's been a while since I played it, but I know people are listening right now and they're going, wait a minute, you're up in the mountains. How can you have a Lynx course in the mountains? But it is kind of a big open meadow there, isn't it?
It is. You know, in the Granby area, it was an old riverbed area over the years and years ago, and no trees really grew around here. We've been planting quite a few around the golf course and in the subdivision around the golf course, but it's a great Heathland style. I think we got about 8 trees on the golf course.
Oh, wow. You know, most people, when they think of mountain golf in Colorado, they think of Vail, Aspen, Summit County, those areas like that. You're kind of a hidden gem, though, aren't you, tucked away there in the middle part of Grand County?
Yeah, we actually have 4 wonderful golf courses that comprise what we call Grand Links. You know, we have Pole Creek, Grand Lake, Grand Elk, and Granby Ranch, all within about 30 minutes of each other. So it's a great golf destination for mountain golf. You have, like ours, a Heathland style, and Pole Creek, you know, a mountainy, and Grand Lake also very treed. So there's a lot of variety when you come to this area.
I know we'll get into this a lot more next week when we do the show from there, but tell us a little bit about what else you offer besides golf.
You know, the whole area, we have the lakes, which is Grand Lake, Shadow Mountain Lake, and Lake Granby. So there's a lot of boating and fishing there. The Colorado River is just down the, kind of runs through Fraser there and all the way through Granby. It meets up right at Highway 34, which is gold medal fly fishing. We got mountain biking trails galore. There's lots of hiking. We have it all up here right now.
We're with Larry Burks. He's the general manager of Grand Elk Golf Course, Granby, Colorado. It's about 90 minutes, an hour and a half or so, northwest of Denver. And Larry, some Colorado mountain resorts attract a lot of tourists and people from all over the country, big time destination resorts, I guess you might call them. What do you do there in Granby? Are you get a lot of Colorado folks, or do you kind of get a mix of people from all over the country?
We get a mix of people from all over the country. You know, we get a lot of people from Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and of course Front Range people, because it's a nearly hour and a half drive from Denver. Very easy, great community here. We have it all up here.
And on the property there, besides the golf course, what else? You got a clubhouse, you got a restaurant, stuff like that, other amenities?
Yeah, we have our restaurant here. It's open year round. We have a pool and a hot tub here on the property, which is open to members only. Clubhouse is open to anybody, the restaurant there, but the pool and hot tub are open to members only. And that's anybody that lives in the development.
You don't hear of too many golf courses designed by Craig Stadler. Does the Walrus come back much? Does he spend much time there?
I haven't seen him in a few years, but he did frequent it regularly when we used to have a tournament a few years ago. but I haven't seen him in a few years.
Yeah. All right. It's called Grand Elk. It's in Granby, Colorado, Grand County, Colorado, one of four great golf courses they have there in the region. And we are so looking forward to getting up there and doing the show from Grand Elk next week, and also getting a chance to get out and lose a few golf balls in the water that winds through the course, I'm sure.
Well, that can happen here.
Yeah. Larry, thanks for taking a little time to join us today. Say hi to Mike for us. Have fun with the club championship today, and we will see you next weekend, my friend.
That sounds good. See you next weekend. Thank you.
That's Larry Burks. He's the general manager of Grand Elk Golf Course, Granby, Colorado, and we will visit with the folks in person there next week here on Tee to Green as we take the show on the road for Labor Day weekend. Note here from our friends at Divot Magazine. It's about Colorado's premier golf discount program now in its 19th year, talking about the 2018 Greensaver. Still time to get in on some great deals. The Golf Book or Greensaver Mobile lets you play more and save more for only $49. $75 off one golf lesson at any Golf Tech location, one free club analysis at Lenny's Golf in Denver, and here's the kicker, 89 total courses in this year's edition of the Greensaver, added up to $11,000 worth of total Colorado golf savings, yours for just $49. If you already have the book, double your offers and get Greensaver Mobile for just $30. For more information, call 303-797-8700, 303-797-8700, or check it out online at greensavergolf.com. Tee to Green continues. Lexi Thompson on the other side for you today here on The Golf Show.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about how to draw your driver. Everybody asks me about how they can hit a slight hook with it instead of hitting that slice or fade. How we teach it is that when you are set up to the ball, face the club face toward 11 o'clock, and you want to swing out toward 1 o'clock. Again, hood the face a little bit toward 11 o'clock, and on your downswing, you're going to swing out towards 1. You will be amazed how your body has a reference for how far to swing out, how long to stick with the follow-through in order to achieve just the exact amount of draw that you're looking for. Make sure that you're fitted perfectly with your shaft, because if you have too stiff a shaft, I don't care how much we teach you how to draw it, you will not be able to.
For more on how to hit that draw, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. It's destination listening for dedicated golfers, and it's another edition of Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to hear from Gail Graham. She is the president of the LPGA's Legends Tour. That's similar to the PGA Tour's Tour Champions for older golfers. And Gail will be joining us from the Canadian Women's Open up there in Saskatchewan, Canada. As I mentioned in the open of the show, LPGA Tour, you may have noticed, has had a couple of big names missing in action this summer, especially the last few weeks. One of them is Stacey Lewis. Stacey is taking some time off. She is having a baby. I think the baby is due September or October for Stacey Lewis, so she is taking some time off. And the other big name that's been missing is Lexi Thompson. Lexi, at age 23, decided she needed a break from golf. She took a month off to recharge and focus on herself away from the game. After she competed in the Marathon Classic in July, she knew she didn't have what it takes mentally and emotionally to do battle at the British Open. The decision to skip a major was about all that had transpired over the past 18 months. You remember last year, she was literally robbed of the ANA Inspiration, a major championship, when she was penalized 4 shots. She ended up losing that tournament in a playoff. Then her mom's been going through an ongoing battle with cancer. And on top of all that, her grandmother passed away. All of that took a toll. She did come back a couple of weeks ago at the Indy Women in Tech Championship and said during a press conference, "I'm not just a robot out there. I'm not just a golfer. I need to have a life and enjoy it." Amen to that. Thompson got back to competition at Indianapolis, where she was the defending champion. She finished in a tie for 12th at 17 under par, 6 shots behind the winner. During her time off, she took a short trip with friends and didn't touch a golf club for 2 weeks. She admitted she's still trying to work out what really makes her happy off the course. Her life, ever since she was like 5 years old, has been molded around golf. One area that Lexi enjoys giving back to is the military. Last weekend, Lexi Thompson and Red Bull, one of her sponsors, hosted a Military Appreciation Day in San Antonio. It was similar to what she was here in Colorado for just about a year ago. And after she held a kids clinic sponsored by Red Bull, I sat down with Lexi Thompson and asked her about that.
You seemed really comfortable with the kids doing the clinic. Is that something you've done a lot of?
Yeah, I've done a good amount of clinics. Red Bull has like these things called Red Bull Tea Times with Lexi, and I work with kids a lot, and it's a great way to give back to the game and grow it, and it's great to see the smiles and the excitement on those little kids' faces.
And they ask you some good questions,
They do. They have some good ones.
For better or worse, you right now are the face of American women's golf on the LPGA. Do you see it that way as well?
Yeah, I don't really think about it. I mean, there's a lot of great players and great people out there representing the tour. You know, I have my own values and what I want to represent out on the LPGA Tour, and I'm just out doing something I love and just trying to do my best, and that's all I can do.
One of the questions, we talked about the kids and the great questions they asked you, so I'm going to steal one of those questions. What do you feel is your responsibility toward the game of golf?
Yeah, that was a great question. I wasn't expecting that one. But yeah, like I would just say, I want to accomplish a lot, obviously, on the golf course, and I want to win a lot. But really, it's all a matter of how much I give back to the game, how much I grow it, and that's really the big impact that I want to have. I want to see those little kids pick up a club because they watch me and they see my game and see how much I'm following my dreams and doing something I love. And that means more to me than a win. You know, if I had an impact on a little kid and then they come up to me and say, "Oh, I'm like their role model," you know, that means so much to me. And I want to grow the game, and that's the most important part, and I think that's what we should do as professional athletes.
You mentioned certain areas you wanted to get better in. Have you been able to accomplish that?
Yeah, I have. My offseason, I really worked hard on my short game. I try to get more consistent off the tee, making my misses a little bit tighter, but really worked on my chipping and putting, and that's something that has helped me out a lot. I've putted very well, and it's definitely improved. I've made a lot of changes to my putting. Move closer to the ball, making sure my eyes are more over the line and taking it straighter back. And they were big changes for me. I felt very uncomfortable for a while, but there were changes that needed to be made.
Off the tee, you've been solid, and you're one of the longest hitters in the LPGA. Have you always been long off the tee, or is that something you've gotten better at?
I would say I've always been pretty long. Just growing up with two older brothers, trying to outdrive them and keep up with them made me a longer player. And then my strength and then starting to work out, and then I'm 5'11", so that helps with distance as well, getting that arc and everything. But I would say I've definitely always been a little bit longer.
You mentioned your brothers. Talk about the family and the influence they've had on your career.
Yeah, they've had a big influence. You know, I started golfing when I was 5 years old, and they were already really into golf. We grew up on a golf course, so just growing up watching them, so involved with the game and always out supporting them, they got me started in it. Then they helped me out with my swing and then just always playing with them, doing contests and everything, keeping it fun. And that's what it was all about, and they've had a big influence on my life on and off the golf course.
You've come up through the ranks of junior golf here in America, too, so you're a testament to what they're doing right.
Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of junior golf. I played a lot of Florida Junior Tours, AJGAs. I played U.S. Kids when I was younger, and played a lot of amateur golf as well. I think it's very important to go through those stages and know where your talent is ranked. I played usually in older age divisions just to make sure I was playing with a lot better players and, you know, putting my game against the best competition I could. And that's what helped me out the most, I would say.
Lexi, thanks for doing this today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Lexi Thompson, who is back on the LPGA Tour now after taking about a month off in the middle of the season to kind of just recharge, focus on herself, clear her head, getting away from golf. And it's been mixed results. She came back at the tournament in Indianapolis last weekend and finished a very respectable 17 under par, but she was six shots behind the winner, a tie for 12th. She's was playing in the CP Canadian Open north of the border this weekend, and she had a bad couple of days to start. six over par and missed the cut. So Lexi Thompson still a little bit of work to do after missing the cut at the Canadian Open. Seven events left on her schedule this year, including a major championship, the Evian Championship, and of course the International Crown, which is an international match play series in ladies golf. So there's still time for Lexi to really make some waves on the LPGA Tour this year. But taking a mental break and speaking openly about her personal struggles might be the most significant message that she sends this season, especially to all of the youngsters. She talked about those in that interview who follow her lead and what it means for her to be a role model for them. And I would love to nothing better than to see Lexi Thompson get it all together, go on a tear. She has the potential and the ability to win 2, 3, 4 events a year for like the next 10 or 12 years. She's only 23 years old. And included in that, a few majors along the way. She could win easily another 6, 7, 8 majors along the way. I'd live nothing better than to see Lexi Thompson really get it together and live up to all of that potential. But it's very important. You have to have it together mentally as well as physically, especially looking at the grind of professional golf. So all the best in the future for Lexi Thompson. Coming up, we're going to talk about the older ladies, former LPGA Tour players who are now out there on the Legends Tour. It's been around a few years, but it's really starting to take off, very similar to the Men's Champions Tour. Gail Graham is the president of the LPGA Legends Tour. She joins us next right here on the other side on Tee to Green.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about how to read a green and a few things you can do to help yourself in that endeavor. As you are going to your putt, from the cart path, approaching the green, if you're walking, take a look at it on your way to your ball. Look at the slope. Look at any grain that might be prevalent, anything that can give you a tip there. Second thing is, feel it with your feet. Oftentimes, you can feel slope with your feet that you can't normally see. Once you get into that habit, you'll be amazed about how much subtle slope you'll be able to detect with your feet. And when you're behind your ball, always try to envision how running water would flow from where your golf ball is. So it may go to the right at one point and back to the left. It may start high and sweep down. That's the best way to envision the way a putt will go.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Jay Ritchie from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, longtime home of Tee to Green. Scott Cuddy is in master control, and our next guest is ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. Gail Graham played on the LPGA Tour for 15 years, won a couple of times, and pocketed over $1.2 million in career earnings. She later became the first non-American president of the LPGA Tour back in 2001 and 2002. She is a member of the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame. She is also the president of the LPGA Legends Tour. She continues to play on the Legends Tour as well. And this weekend, she is working. She's at the CP Canadians Women's Open at Wascana Country Club in Regina, Saskatchewan. And we're joined right now by Gail Graham. Hi, Gail. Welcome to Tee to Green.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here from a chilly, chilly Regina, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, you know, I was watching it on the Golf Channel yesterday, and people were wearing jackets and hoodies. I was hoping the weather was going to be better today, but it doesn't look like it.
They actually pushed the tee times forward because there's a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. And right now, it's about 45 degrees. So It's very still, very calm, but it is not warm. I'm looking at rain suits and jackets and players with toques on and earmuffs and gloves. So a little bit of extra challenge for them today.
More like hockey weather than golf.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah. So is that kind of normal there in Saskatchewan for this time of year? Is a little bit colder than normal?
No, this is a very odd cold snap. It was 90 degrees Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here, and even Thursday when the winds came up, and Friday when the winds came up like crazy in the afternoon, it was still well into the 80s. And the wind kind of brought what we would call a Chinook from Calgary, only it went the opposite way. Chinooks are usually warm, and this one was cold. So, unfortunately, it's a little chilly. But the other, the golf course is great, and the fans are coming out in droves. I passed a couple of buses coming in on the way when I went to park, and they were jam-packed full of people, and it's, you know, it's 8:40 in the morning, so it's pretty
yes.
good.
Well, I noticed the ladies are handling the cold weather pretty well. The leader, Brooke Henderson, 14 under, so the winner could end up 15 under par or better today, so the ladies seem to be taking the cold weather in stride.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to bother them very much. The scores have been surprisingly low. I actually thought maybe about 12 under would win. The winds have been sporadic. Yesterday it was not so bad, and that's kind of the defense of this golf course. With today, with the wind being calm, I think you'll see players on the front nine, you know, maybe shoot one or two under on the front, but the back nine has three par fives and a couple of short par fours that we may see some players really go after and put some low numbers up on the board.
Brooke Henderson, a native Canadian, with the lead going into the last round today. How good would that be for Canadian golf if she hangs on to win?
Good gracious, we haven't had a Canadian win this event since 1973 when Jocelyn Bourassa won it, the
wow.
first and only Canadian to win on home soil. So it would be something else. Brooke really moves the needle here when it comes to golf, especially girls' golf and women's golf in Canada. And if she were to win, it would just be one of those great stories that goes down in history and no one will ever forget, and they'll say, where were you when? So we're hoping that's going to happen.
Yeah. Our guest is Gail Graham. She is the president of the LPGA Legends Tour, and she's out at the Canadian Women's Open this weekend, taking a break from the Legends Tour. Gail, the Legends Tour, let's talk about that a little bit. On the men's side, you have to be 50 or older to play on the Tour Champions. Is it the same thing with the Ladies Legends Tour, or is it a little different?
It's a little bit different. We are actually 45 and older. And part of the reason for that is with the Champions, the guys continue to play on the PGA Tour until they get, you know, pretty close to 50. On the LPGA Tour, you have a lot of players who are taking time off to start families. You know, they're moving into a different phase of their lives, and so we wanted to make sure we caught those people and encourage them to continue to play and keep their careers going. So 45 is our number. The USGA actually uses 50 for the U.S. Senior Women's Open. So hopefully in a couple of years we're going to see Annika start to play, because she has said that she didn't want to do it. She wanted to do the true senior, which it would be she feels is 50. So hopefully, you know, year after next she starts playing with us. But we've got some, you know, great players who are part of our tour that are still playing on the LPGA Tour. Laura Davies, Julie Inkster, Katrina Matthew, Trish Johnson on occasion. And then, you know, some of the awesome greats, like Joanne Carners, Nancy Lopez, you know, to see those players and have them come out every time we play is really special, not only for the fans, but for the rest of us when we get to get back together and have some fun.
Yeah, you need to get Annika out there and twist Meg Mallon's arm a couple of times, too, and get Meg out there out of retirement.
Yeah, she's, you know, I think she's done with competitive golf. You know, pro-ams are, she's very good at those, and she's lots of fun to play with. So we're working on her.
Okay, sounds good. So how many events does the Legends Tour have every year now?
Well, currently, this year is a bit of a low year. We had a little bit of change of leadership, and the WSGA, which is the Women's Senior Golf Association that does business as the Legends Tour. We have taken over, and Jay Blaylock has stepped back, although we still work very closely with the JBC Golf in producing events. But we are looking for next year. We're working towards next year to have at least 10 events on the schedule, and some good partnerships with the Symetra Tour and the LPGA and a few other entities that we're not quite ready to announce yet. But we're looking at a pretty nice schedule for the ladies next year.
Now, the USGA added the Women's Senior Open this year for the first time. How much of a boost for women's golf, for senior women's golf, was that?
Wow, it was amazing. There were people who were at the U.S. Women's Open and also at the U.S. Senior Women's Open who said they felt like it was a bigger, better event. They felt like there were more people there. One of the really cool aspects that the USGA did was they allowed the fans to walk down the fairways with the players.
Yeah.
The marshals kept them about 10 yards back of the players, but you were right there. You could hear the conversations. You could watch the players up close. And it was a really, really neat way for the USGA to sort of introduce senior women's golf to the world. You know, there's a lot of senior women that play golf and some phenomenal amateur players, as well as the ladies that play on the Legends Tour. So it was a huge boost to us. There's been some very good momentum for us since that event.
And Laura Davies proved she can still play.
Wow. Well, I never doubted it, but I think it was something that when they announced it 3 years ago that she thought, okay, this is on my radar screen. I'm going to work hard for this. And that golf course truly, you know, Chicago Golf Club is a sort of a links style course, and it totally suited her game. So she had a lot of fun. She had a great putting week, and she really played some spectacular golf.
Yeah. Now, besides the Women's Senior Open, you have senior majors on the Legends Tour, do you not?
We do. We have the Open, and then we also have our very first major is the LPGA Senior Championship. And that's played at French Lick Resort on the Pete Dye Golf Course. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a lot of fun to play. It's very, very challenging. And we're there in October, for October 15th to 17th. And so you'll see 81 of the best LPGA players from the past, I guess you could say, but you know, the senior level player, 45 and older. So we're very excited about going back to French Lick.
Yeah, give us the dates on that again.
October 15th to 17th.
All right, and in conjunction with that, you're having your Legends Tour Hall of Fame induction, aren't you?
We are. We are every year. When the first events first started, we played at French Lick just as a regular Legends event, and the crew there suggested that we start at Legends Hall of Fame, and we have a permanent place for it. So in the West Baden Hotel in French Lick is the Legends Tour Hall of Fame, and there's some fantastic memorabilia from the players that have been inducted. And this year our inductees are Shelley Hamlin and Sherry Turner. Both were founders of the Legends Tour, and both were winners on both the LPGA and the Legends Tour, and have had phenomenal careers. Have given back to not only association, but to golf, to junior golf, to women's golf throughout their entire career. So we're really, really excited to honor both of them.
So what do you have to do? What are the criteria to get into the Legends Tour Hall of Fame?
Well, it's not quite as stringent as the Legend or the LPGA Hall of Fame, but you know, it's contributions, it's career on both LPGA and Legends. It's also contributions back to the association, which both of them have done. And so it's, you know, there's a committee that gets together and nominates and then selects the players that will be in it. So those two fit the bill this year.
Is the Senior PGA Championship kind of the cap of your season?
It's our season-ending event. We've got a couple more events, a large charity event, a team event, up in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and then on Cape Cod coming up the first week of September. Sponsored by BJ's, and we'll be heading from there then down about a month later to French Lick to finish off our season and crown our new LPGA Senior Champion.
What kind of feedback do you hear from the fans?
Oh, gosh, the fans love to come out and see the players that they've watched for years and years and years, and they're excited to see them again because, you know, a lot of times they haven't been out to an event to see LPGA Senior players like a Nancy Lopez, like a Rosie Jones, like a Julie Inkster. And so it's exciting for them to be up close and personal with them. And I feel like the players are much more relaxed than they even were when they were on tour. They're very connected to the fans, chit-chat, talk, and, you know, talk about whatever might be the topic. But, you know, they're very approachable. They're lots of fun. So the fans, we see a lot of the same fans that we have seen for years and years and years, and we saw them on tour. I think once you become a fan of a player, you follow them for their lifetime of their career, and we have a lot of those people that come out to watch.
Yeah, and the competitive juices, I'm sure, are still flowing out there
the
LPGA Legends
Tour. Yeah, Jay, it's crazy. Just when you think, oh, you know, I'm just going to go out and do well, but as soon as the peg goes in the ground on the first tee, all of a sudden it gets a little bit quieter. And there's a few little jabs, and we have some fun with it. But you definitely know these women could still play some great golf.
Yeah, sounds good. And sounds like a lot of fun, too. We look forward to continued growth of the LPGA Legends Tour. The president of the Legends Tour, Gail Graham, with us today on TD Green. Gail, we're out of time. I know you're busy over there. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us today. And stay warm up there in Saskatchewan, Canada. That's Gail Graham with us today here on Tee to Green. Speaking of all the tours, we're going to check out what's happening in pro golf next. Stay with us.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Tee to Green continues, not done yet. Lots of golf being played this weekend on the pro tours. Let's check out what's happening. The PGA Tour in Paramus, New Jersey for the Northern Trust. It's the first of the FedEx Cup playoff series, and Bryson DeChambeau has a four-shot lead going into the final round today. He shot a 63 yesterday. He's at 16 under par. Keegan Bradley threw out a 62 yesterday. He's four shots back at 12 under. Tony Finau, Cameron Smith tied
tied at 11 under. Adam Scott, Billy Horschel are at 10 under. And then seven players tied at 9 under, including Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, and Phil Mickelson. LPGA Tour, Wascana Country Club, the CP Canadian Open, and Brooke Henderson, the Canadian, trying to win the Canadian Open. She's got a one-shot lead over Nasa Hideyoka and Angel Yin. And Sun Yun Park at 12 under, 2 shots back. And Lydia Ko, 4 shots back at 10 under. And finally, the Boeing Classic in Seattle on the Tour Champions. Kevin Sutherland shot a 60 yesterday. He's tied with Ken Tanigawa, a rookie on the Champions Tour. They're both at 14 under par. Scott McCarron, 11 under par. And Scott Dunlap at 10 under par. Seems like every week somebody's throwing a 60 out there on the senior tour. That'll do it. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.